This podcast, written, performed, and produced by The Bivol, is brought to you by the above top secret family of websites. www.abovetopsecret.com.
The following is a special From the Left podcast.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Failing to take out Babel Gadget Girl, let's just get on with it.
Oh boy, is this great!
Direct from the King's household, the moment you've all been waiting for, the lighting of the Christmas tree!
I'm trying to use the phone!
That's right, the iPhone is here. This is the Big O coming to you with my special report podcast of the Macworld keynote speech by Steve Jobs earlier today. Quite a bit of news coming out here, so I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes or so covering it for you. Anybody who has been living under a truck today is unaware, but for the rest of us in the world, I'm sure we've already been bombarded with message after message that says, yes, Apple, after 2 years and bajillions of gazillions of rumors, has finally unveiled the Apple iPhone upon the rest of the world. And boy, let me tell you, kiddies, it's quite sexy. First off, it's going to be a smartphone along the lines of your traditional BlackBerry and all the other hoo-ha out there that you can play with. I myself have a regular phone with a keypad that can type in words and I can play SimCity on it. So it's a quasi-smartphone, but it doesn't run any of the smartphone software such as the Palm OS, BlackBerry OS, or the Windows OS. It's just a generic. Actually, I have the LG V, the VCast or whatever, the V for Verizon. So anybody who's familiar with that brick phone knows what I'm talking about. But this, my darlings, this is something completely different. The Mac phone is, or the iPhone, and more on that name in a minute, is about 4.5 inches long. So it's near the same size as the current iPod Video, about 2.5 inches wide, and about 1/2 inch thick, give or take on all those measurements. It'll fit nicely in the palm of your hand. Anybody who wants to browse the internet can more than easily come across plenty of pictures with it in the hand. But what's cool on the features here is that it's got quite a bit. We're talking just about everything. So let's go over the features here. First off, it is, as I said, a smartphone. And it will be GSM, not TDMA, or not CDMA, as I was hoping for since I have Verizon, but GSM. The carrier will be with Singular. Now, many of you may know Apple already has a relationship with Singular, or did, with their Rocker phone and subsequent versions of that, which support a thinned-down iTunes software, but it's an iTunes software nonetheless. So they already have the relationship there, so that shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. But let's get on to some of the more techno-geeky stuff. The display, which is in itself 3.5 inches, widescreen format, is 480 by 320. The killer app on this, or the killer feature, is the entire display is touchscreen. There is no buttons as far as numbers or letters or anything to press other than a home key, and there's a volume key on the side, and there's a ringer or silent key on the side, and those are all switchable. Everything else, as far as turning it on, controlling the volume and a bunch of other things, are all controlled through the interface, and it's all touchscreen. In addition to that, it's got a 2-megapixel camera, either 4 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes of storage, and there'll be two models available, a 4 gig model and an 8 gig model, and they're about $100 different. It's going to come with Bluetooth 2.0 support with EDR, which is, I believe, enhanced data rate, and A2DP, and I don't know what that is. It has Wi-Fi, which automatically engages when in range. So you're not going to have your data. According to initial reports, you won't have to use your data plan with this phone if you're near a Wi-Fi hotspot, because it'll just switch into Wi-Fi mode and start getting free internet. So you can browse the internet and all that stuff. It's going to be quad-based GSM, as I said, with Edge, which is GSM's internet telephony type of IP. Well, not telephony, but it's internet service. It's data service. And somehow, this thing is going to run Mac OS X, a slimmed down version, but it's going to be OS X. They didn't opt for a proprietary system. They're going with OS X, and I think that's great. It's gonna support widgets. Anybody familiar with OS? I have a Mac, by the way, so I might get a little too common here. I apologize. Anybody who's familiar with widgets on the dashboard, it's going to have widget support. It's going to come with Google Maps built in. It's going to have a full HTML browser. It'll have the Safari browser built in. iTunes is going to come with it, of course, with CoverFlow, so you can view your album art. Supposedly, it has about 5 hours of battery life for talk or video, 16 hours if you're listening to pure music. Nobody really knows what the standby time is yet. Let's see, anything else? As I said, it's singular. The two price points for the 4-gig model is $499 and $599 for the 8-gig model. Coming out in June. Now, I know that may seem like a long time for people, but basically the reason they announced it today is it's going to take a couple months to clear the FCC. And anybody who has filed anything with the FCC, I myself haven't, but I read websites that snoop those filings. You have to disclose everything. So Apple wanted to make the announcement today, even though it's not available yet, because had they filed with the FCC, everybody would have known about it. So they wanted to do the presentation themselves. Now the cool thing is that the interface is really, really sexy looking and it's really sleek. The home button brings you to the main menu, and on the main menu, you've got a couple icons, kind of like the BlackBerry interface, but a little simpler. And, you just choose where you want to go and it'll bring you into that mode. And then it dissolves from one view to the other. And, when you want to go back to the main menu, you just hit the home button. I believe the widgets are stored at the bottom. Now, I have not seen the video yet. I'm all going from still images. I will download the actual keynote speech later this evening. But another cool killer feature is the voicemail feature. They have this new thing with Singular. So when you get your voicemails on your phone, unlike having to dial in and listen to them, they list like email on your phone. So you just type everything's touchpad. You just press the voicemail you want to listen to, and it starts playing in your phone. You don't have to listen to the previous message or anything like that. It's all done like an email interface for the voicemail, which is really, really neat. You can, while you're listening to music and a phone comes in, the music will fade out, and the phone will let you know it's got a ringer. It's got a sensor on it so that if it's near your face, the touchscreen will turn off so that you can't accidentally go into a menu while you're on a phone call. A plethora of other features. If you want to check out the interface, you can go to engadget.com. They've got some really cool images. As I said, it's all touchscreen, comes built in with Google Maps. They also signed an agreement with Yahoo, so they have free push IMAP email, which is just like the BlackBerry. So that's going to be free with the service. Let's see if there's anything else here. As I said, a completely open HTML browser, which will be Safari, that's built in. I've said Google Maps a bunch of times. It's going to come with a Bluetooth. I don't think it'll come with a Bluetooth headset, but they do have images of the Bluetooth headset that Apple's designed, which is kind of like a Borg-like thing, but it's a very small form factor, unlike the stuff you see a lot of people running around with. So, other hot news out of Macworld, Apple has dumped the computer from their name, and they're now just going to be known as Apple Inc., which makes a lot of sense since they're branching into consumer electronics. It doesn't make sense for them to have the computer name, since they're much bigger than just a simple computer company. The logo will stay the same, which is the white Apple. Now, a couple other things have come out today. Apple did unveil the iTV, which is officially called the Apple TV. I didn't really get too excited about this, but as far as a set-top digital media box, it is pretty cool. Now, basically what it's got is 802.11bg and 802.11n, which is the new wireless spec built in, USB 2.0, Ethernet, Wi-Fi, HDMI outputs, a bunch of other standard outputs, 40 gig hard drive, and it's all powered by an Intel CPU. Now, the resolution is high def, but it's only 720p. At least that's what it appears to be. And basically what it does is it's a hub, almost like a personal server for all your digital media. So you can stream movies to it. You can stream movies off it. It'll be integrated with the iTunes music store. It's really going to be pretty sweet. I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to start wrapping it up. It looks pretty cool. It'll see whether or not people pick up on it. I think this is one of those items where you're really going to have to play with it in the Apple Store to get a hick. But the interface looked pretty cool, so that looked neat. But those are the only two announcements they really made, which was interesting. No Leopard, nothing about any new hardware or anything like that, which leads me to believe that They felt the iPhone was such a big announcement that they wanted to have a show completely dedicated to basically that in the Apple TV. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the upcoming weeks we have another special announcement show from Apple that's in San Francisco. They love to do things like that. So keep your eye open for invitations to being set out. But that's going to wrap it up for me today. If you want to check anything else out about this, check just do some simple Google searches or CNN.com or CNET.com or Engadget.com. They've all got more than enough stuff on it. And special thanks to Above Top Secret for hosting the podcast. And if you want more info about anything else I do, you can check my family of blogs out at fromtheleftcentral.blogspot.com. Once again, that's fromtheleftcentral.blogspot.com. And you can read about tech, politics, my views on things. There's a bunch of links to some funny images and whatnot. So it's my little virtual home. So thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good one.